are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, making common sense like a superpower up in here. James from St. Clair County said, you said the police officer read this 14-year-old kid the right. Oh, okay. At his home a year. Okay. What? James, I'm really not sure what the point is. It's a euphemism. I understand what you're saying. Chris from Gadsden said, I guess the riot, why are y'all focusing on the riot act? The riot act is what you need to read to the guy asking about it. Yeah, I guess so. David from Huntsville says, Phil, loved your Back the Blue school resource officer funding comments, thinking outside the box instead of the boxes being coffins. Wow, David, great text. All right, we're going to switch gears. Jumping on dipper number two, dipper dose for the day. Russia. So, listen, do I believe that Russia may try to have malign influence on U.S. interests? Yes. Yes, of course I do. We are adverse to them on a regular basis. We are damaging their interests on a regular basis. You know, the war in Ukraine, I've said multiple times that I don't want Putin to win. But we can't keep writing blank checks without having a plan. There's no plan. That being said, remember back during the Trump first term? Remember Special Counsel Robert Mueller? Oh, Lord, some of y'all are getting to shivers. I mean, I could just... There was a collective groan from the ruffian land out there. So, yeah. Remember all that with Russia collusion? We know that Trump won the election because of Russia collusion. He couldn't have done it on his own. There weren't that many voters. There were people that were duped. Never mind the fact that you had, was it 41 former members of the intelligence community that signed a letter saying that the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian misinformation? And it turns out it was real. Anyway, remember Special Counsel Robert Mueller? He was appointed. And it ticked, you know, it ticked Trump off. His own attorney general, William Barr, appointed Robert Mueller to be a special counsel. Mueller spent 22 months, almost two full years, conducting an investigation. Did he find that the Trump campaign colluded? He did not. In a letter to Congress that summarized the Mueller investigation, after 22 months, it said that they found that there was some Russian interference in election processes, in other words, like messaging, but they did not find that the Trump campaign or anyone associated with it conspired or coordinated with the Russian government in these efforts, despite multiple efforts from Russian-affiliated individuals to try and do so. In other words, the Trump campaign was maligned constantly. There are still members of the press to this day that will go, well, there was Russian collusion. No, there wasn't, you knucklehead. That's like calling January 6th a true insurrection. It was not. But they find a word and they can't get out of it. It becomes one of their clickbait talking points. So Russia became all the thing. Do I think Russia is a good country? No, at least not their leadership anyway. No, they're a mess. They're a mess. They're, you know, socialists run by former communists. They are willing to usurp the lands of neighboring countries. They are a rogue in many ways. They have an entire mercenary army called the Wagner Group, which causes massive trouble, especially on the continent of Africa. Russia is a mess. We are not aligned with Russia, generally speaking. You'd be amazed. We actually have some trade agreements here and there. There's things that happen that go between nations that, you know, you look like, wow, we're actually doing something with them. But for the most part, Russia is still considered to be averse to U.S. interests, generally speaking. A malign interest, they like to say, in the State Department. That being said, the idea that they're trying to truly influence the election with more collusion is such an overused, I mean, they cried wolf so much that it gets really hard to believe them now, right? That's the problem we have. Russia could be standing there with their fingers on a nuclear button, and I don't know that we could trust the Democrats to give us the straight skinny on it. And they could say, Russia just launched missiles, and we'd go, whatever, because they have so overused this narrative. So, story here from that last one I had there, that was from the American Bar Association, actually. This one is from Military Times. Military Times is reporting on this story. That what happened was yesterday, the Justice Department seized 32 websites and charged two Russian state media employees in a Kremlin-backed campaign to influence voters in the U.S. presidential election by exploiting societal and political divisions. Okay, what that means is propaganda. What that means is they were using some illegal and some legal means of trying to steer the messaging. The Russian government had apparently a bunch of fake websites. Some of them were designed to mimic authentic news outlets such as the Washington Post and Fox News by publishing fake articles under copied logos and the names of real journalists. Wow. The Justice Department said in other instances, the perpetrators created unique media brands trying to push propaganda. As alleged in our court filings, it says, President Vladimir Putin's inner circle, including Sergei Kiryenko, directed Russian public relations companies to promote disinformation and state-sponsored activities. What this basically means is this. Bad guys do bad things, and I'm not trying to minimize it by saying that. And one of the things that they do, and we do, is trying to voice a narrative, hoping that the narrative will take hold. I'm not saying it's right, but I can't help but think that what we're seeing right now with Merrick Garland, the AG, and Christopher Wray, the director of the FBI, sitting there in a press conference together as if this was the end of the world. They beat us up with Russia, Russia, Russia the last term of Trump that I look at it now and go, what? Why do I believe you now? I'll tell you more about it when we get back. Russia, Russia, Russia. Oh, here we go. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. Talk Leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international, and oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. So I'm on this dipper, Russia, Russia, Russia. And I have to say that as I read through the information I've got, and I'm not saying they didn't do it. I'm really not like happy that Russia is trying to influence narratives within the United States. The question is what narratives and how objectionable was it really to the people on the right? Those of us on the right, well, I don't know what was being said that we disagreed with anyway. It doesn't mean that, here's the bottom line. It appears that what we have is a situation where the narrative influencing was not going in Kamala Harris's direction, and therefore it became actionable by the FBI and the DOJ. So in this piece that I've got from Military Times, it gives a lot of details, and I'll move on to another story here in a moment. But one of the things it points out is that when the indictments came down, so first of all, they indicted two individuals who worked for a Russian government-controlled media outlet called RT. I think it's Russia Today, which doesn't even broadcast in the United States anymore. But Russia Today is the RT network. They were charged with conspiracy to commit money laundering and conspiracy to violate the Foreign Agents Registration Act. What does that mean? The Foreign Agents Registration Act is where a U.S. citizen is supposed to register if they are in some way taking money from foreign entities for the purposes of doing business in the United States, especially if they are government actors. That's my recollection of it. But then it goes one step further. The department alleges that the employees, those two Russians, paid about $10 million, my Lord, to a Tennessee-based content creation company. That's a lot of money. I mean, here I am, I own Right Side Media, and I'm thinking, there's people out there getting paid this much? What the heck? But anyway, $10 million to, and it didn't name them, but it has been determined that the company is Tenet Media, T-E-N-E-T, Tenet Media. And their influencers are people that you and I all follow. Lauren Southern, Matt Christensen, Dave Rubin, Benny Johnson, Tim Pool, Taylor Hansen, all these folks who work within Tenet Media. Well, the Justice Department says they got $10 million to do what? Well, to create influence. Well, they're influencers. What are they influencing? Well, you know, the story that I've got here from the Military Times says they got that money in November of 2023, and they've produced like 2,000 YouTube videos ever since then. Okay, what about? Did they say love Russia, socialism's good? No, they were things like talking about immigration. What about it? Like illegal immigration? Yes. Things like inflation. I mean, like when inflation was 9% and the economy sucked? It still does? Yes. Okay. And it says, here's the narrative. Ready? I'm quoting this. And other issues meant to amplify divisions in the United States. Okay, so what I just heard was, what happened was Tenet Media said, who's out there talking about things that we think are agreeable to our situation? Oh, those guys over there at Tenet Media, with the RT guys, the Russian guys said, those guys over there at Tenet Media, they're talking about this. Listen, that's the stuff we want. More of that. We want more of that. And so they paid big dollars. Now, I mean, big dollars. I'm telling you, I'm looking at one of these influencers got like a monthly fee of $400,000 a month. My gosh. And a $100,000 signing bonus? What? The fact is, though, they did not realize who they were working for. It was money to do the things they were already doing. So the left is right now is loving. Oh, see, you red meat conservatives, you're out there right now taking money from Russia. We see what's happening. Okay. If they were changing their narrative, I want to know. I do. If they were altering their messaging to fit something that the Russian government wanted, and they were doing so knowingly, I want to know. What we appear to have are people who were trying to influence messaging or expand on messaging that already existed on things that most conservatives already agree with and make that more of an advanced narrative. Nobody's questioning CNN. Nobody's questioning, I don't know, MSNBC. Nobody's asking why Robert F. Kennedy was not even allowed to have a discussion with Joe Biden. Nobody's questioning, you know, why the reporting seems to be, you know, favorable to Kamala, and no one is really concerned about her not doing interviews. No one is questioning that in terms of the DOJ and the FBI. But God forbid you have some conservative influencers. Anyway, I saw that. Here's the thing. Again, I'm not for the idea of the Russian government showing up with a sack of money and paying people to do stuff. I'm not. But the left is trying to portray this as some evil plot, some collusion. Surely the Trump campaign knew this was happening. I mean, they're all about it again. It's all on things that we already agreed with. So I'm trying to figure out where the narrative is going badly. Like, if they had come in and said, and like, let's say Tim Pool or Benny Johnson, two guys that I follow on social media. Let's say Benny Johnson, who does actually great reporting, has very substantive, you know, tweets on social media. Let's say that suddenly one day he says, hey, I want to make sure you guys know that I really love communism, and I'm for the curtailing of the First Amendment, and I do not care about due process. We'd all look at each other and go, what just happened? And then we find a sack of money in his closet. We go, oh, who paid you off? But we weren't doing that. They were getting paid to advance the causes they were already advancing. And then you have Matt Vespa writing for Town Hall. Came out today. He says, we're back to this nonsense again. It's the reboot of the failed political franchise. One has to wonder, he says, if Kamala Harris's internals are that poor. Yet the narrative imploded within 36 hours when Vladimir Putin mouthed off. Here's the ultimate trolling. The ultimate trolling. Merrick Garland, Christopher Wray announced that Russians are trying to influence the election. And last night, Vladimir Putin actually came out on some news outlet and endorsed Kamala Harris. You can't. I'll be honest with you. Nobody believes it, but that's still freaking funny. And you know it is. I don't care who you are. That's funny. Vladimir Putin, he just trolled her hard. And keep in mind, the Biden-Harris administration has been supplying Ukraine in the war. And I'm for Ukraine winning, by the way. But Putin's got no love. We already know Putin's got no love for Harris because he's afraid she's going to keep doing the blank check. Katie Pavlich, also with Town Hall. She wrote this. The Department of Justice announced Wednesday it seized dozens of online domains, and two employees of Russia Today, which no longer broadcasts in the U.S., have now been indicted. And according to Merrick Garland and the indictment, the agents planned to pay social media influence in the U.S. to spread propaganda without disclosing where the information was coming from. They have to know where it's coming from for that to be. Given the lies from the intelligence officials, the Democratic lawmakers, and the media about Russia over the years, she says, people are skeptical. That's the big message. That's the big takeaway. If a liberal looks at you or says something on your social media, you should know. You should know about this. Okay. We're pretty jaded from this. The boy cried wolf one too many times. And now here we are with Ben Shapiro writing on Kamala's Revenge, Russiagate number two. I mean, I'll tell you about that when we get back from the break, but the reality is this. It's pretty hard to go down this road. They made it hard. They wore out their welcome. They cried wolf too many times. And we just have to wonder, is this for real? Why would we not wonder it? You blew the narrative so many times, you guys. Bill Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. Back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. I mean, liberals hate and loathe and fear this show, and I'm good with that. All right, so we're gonna keep moving forward on this. So this situation, Russia. So I've given you the lay of the land. The indictment was unfolded by Merrick Garland and Christopher Wray of the FBI. Attorney General Merrick Garland, the director of the FBI, they get out there and they said that in a sweeping indictment, they have now indicted two Russian citizens who work for a company called Russia Today, claiming that they were illegally attempting to influence the 2024 elections by creating misinformation and divisive messaging. Okay, there is no way in the world you can talk about the economy, the southern border, the energy sector, government spending, or all the other things that conservatives talk about without liberals getting mad. It's just going to happen. There is going to be some measure of divisiveness, not intended like to truly divide, but we're allowed to have opinions. Now, the allegation is that Tenet Media, with these influencers that I think, you know, some of them do some great work, these influencers were paid by this Russian company. A lot of money, apparently. $10 million. I'm like, my gosh. But they weren't paid to change their narrative. They were paid to advance the narratives they were already portraying or advancing. So that being said, Ben Shapiro, another great influencer, Daily Wire, piece he wrote that came out yesterday, says it's taken a few weeks for the shine to wear off, but now it's wearing off when it comes to Kamala. So the Democrats are activating Operation Russiagate 2. He says, but here's the thing. Various powers try to interfere in American elections. That's just a reality. He says, China has repeatedly attempted to interfere in American elections. Iran is attempting to interfere in the American election. But it's not a surprise that Russia will try to interfere. The difference is when China does it, it's not a national story. And when Iran does it, they bury it. But when it's Russia, the basic idea is that Russia is going to intervene in the election in such a deep and nefarious way that everyone's going to be deceived. Anyway, here's what he said. He said, this feels a lot like the Biden-Harris administration is setting up the predicate for a crackdown on social media, for a crackdown on tech companies that allow free speech, and for a crackdown on Twitter or other right-wing media outlets. Yeah, it does. He said, this only makes sense in the context of 2020 when American defense and intel apparatus were warning people like Mark Zuckerberg they need to shut down the Hunter Biden story. And that's the thing, y'all. This is why we're so jaded on this. This is why liberals are like, we just indicted people. Was there a Russian? Don't you understand? Yeah, we also understand you. Y'all do this all the time. Right before the election, really? Right before the election. They paid the $10 million back in 2023. And you just decided like 40 days before the election that we're going to open a sweeping indictment. Why would we not be jaded? Ben Shapiro, one of his closing statements, says the reason the media are covering this so extensively is they want to send this message that, quote, the only way Donald Trump can win is if the Russians somehow manipulate America into voting for him. Okay. Okay. Well, tell you what, let me close out with the comments that came from the social media influencers themselves. Story here on Fox News. Statements from the various members of the Tenet Media team. First of all, they say that they are the victims. They had no idea. That's their claim, and granted, it's a reasonable claim. The claim is by the DOJ, they failed to inform their viewers they were being financed by the Kremlin. They did not know they were being financed by the Kremlin. And the question is, were they? So they made a lot of videos. Here's a statement from the actual indictment. While the views expressed in the videos are not uniform, the subject matter and the content of the videos are often consistent with the government of Russia's interests in amplifying U.S. domestic divisions in order to weaken U.S. opposition to core government of Russia interests, such as the war in Ukraine. Again, I need to know what stories is so objectionable. They didn't say this. They broad-based this thing. Well, they said things. Pray tell. Attorney General Garland, what things did they say? Well, it was a thing they said back when things were being said on the things about saying things, said things. Can somebody please tell me which video? I'd like to know which video. Well, there were a number of videos that were being made. You know, they've made upwards of 2,000 videos since they got that money. They did? Which video was objectionable? Well, money's fungible, so therefore, maybe all of them. All of them? Like which one? The one that talked about 9% inflation? Because that was real. The one that talked about, millions of illegals coming across the southern border? Because that's real. The one that talked about the fact that Biden has no plan for Ukraine, just wants to keep writing checks to, cover up maybe Hunter's doings there? Because that was real. So anyway, the bottom line is this. These conservative influencers, they had this to say. I'm not sure I'm going to have time for it now because I rambled. They had some great statements, by the way. I may wind up getting to it after the break. How much time have I got, Big Rig? Like a minute and a half? This is going to wind up going through the break. It may wind up being a two-dipper day, but I get credit for the mini-dipper that I had, don't I? Is that true?
I think so, yeah.
You got to say it out loud for John to hear it. Phil, you get credit for the... You're not going to say it, are you?
You definitely get the credit.
Oh, thanks. I'll take those points. I'll tell you what. When we get back, I'll tell you what the statements were made by the members of the Tenet team, because it's good, and it actually ends on a pretty funny note, because those guys are already good at what they do, and they proved it by the way they responded to all of this. I don't know, man. I look at it and go, wow. Did Russia try to do something? Maybe they did. But when you look at Russiagate, when you look at the Mueller investigation, when you look at the Swalwell claims of collusion constantly that never proved out, when you look at, Adam Schiff claiming that he had seen the evidence of the collusion, well, and it never played out, and then you had the whole impeachment that was just so jacked up. And then everything comes down to a nothing burger. Like, womp, womp, womp. It's like nothing. You look at it and go, why should we believe you this time? Because you took something that happened in 2023 and you decided to unseal the indictment right before the election in late 2024. It boggles the mind. You guys, listen, y'all are not serious people. That's the problem. When we come back, I'll tell you what the influencers had to say about the allegations being made and sort of opine on where this might go. And I'll take your text messages, 833-687-4448. Y'all text it. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one right here, Alabama. Y'all, this show goes way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. All right, hey, listen, I gotta remind you guys, Inspire Advisors, one of our advertisers, so good at what they do. And what they do is help you guys to figure out not only how to invest well and grow your bottom line, but also to be investing in things that align with your beliefs so that you're not only growing your income, but you're also proud of what your income is coming from. They call it biblically responsible investing, and it's very cool, and they are experts at it. Paul Breyer and his team at Inspire Advisors, they're actually starting something. This is free. They're starting a fall educational series. The first one is this month. They're also going to do them in October and November. And they want you to have a chance to sign up to learn like a deep dive into retirement planning, risk management, figuring out how to examine your portfolios and transform them using these biblically responsible investing principles, and basically how to screen companies. If you want to do it, space is limited. So you got to go to their website to sign up. It's an in-person class. Go to their website, sign up. It's moneypatternwealth.com. That's www.moneypatternwealth.com. Or too easy, just go to our website, rightsidemedia.org. Go to the Right Side Radio Sponsors tab and click on their logo. It takes you right to their website. So yeah, the space is limited. The class is worth going to. Inspire Advisors, they are so good at helping you to invest and invest well. It's conservative. It's godly. It's like financial freedom is what I like to say. Inspire Advisors, check them out. Okay, I tell you what, I got a call. Is that Jeffro? Jeffro from Indiana. Hey, buddy, how you doing?
I'm doing real well today since I'm sitting here in Indiana.
Well, now, it's no driving on a Friday, I reckon.
Yeah, well, the plant's shut down for the next few weekends, so yeah, I'm off. I'm off Sundays and start working Monday through Friday for a few days.
Well, good deal, man. Good of it. Now, you get sort of a long weekend. I hope it goes well. What you think about this topic today?
Well, it's a sad state of affairs, Phil, but actually, you can listen to foreign news sources and get better information on the United States than you can from domestic. It's true. The big media and everything, and stuff. Which would you rather trust more, Morning Joe or Pravda? Because
aren't they the same?
Well, I'm thinking so because I mean I'm serious. If you listen to Morning Joe and some of the stuff he comes up with and everything, Pravda could not lie worse than he does.
Yeah, and
there's no way.
Isn't it also? I mean, what deep irony that Russia is allegedly financing anti-communist social media influencers? Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, well, they're not communists anymore. They just got a dictator, but he's elected.
he's a former communist. He's by the way, Putin's actually a former KGB guy. I mean, he's not a good dude.
He's smart, man. That's the trouble. But the thing about it is, and to think that why would Putin want Trump in there? Because Trump's a loose cannon. You don't know what he's going to do. You know what the Biden administration or Kamala Harris administration would do. I mean, they're not afraid of her. They can't make a decision with, for nothing. It's like the Barney Fife agency there because.
Here's the other thing, though, bud. I mean, you and I both know if it turns out that Russia had been financing The View with Whoopi Goldberg, or had been financing, Morning Joe or any other MSNBC show, nothing would have been said. Nothing. Nothing at all.
No. Because, the rhetoric would be the same.
Yeah.
but like I say, why would Putin, want Trump back in there? He would want Harris the same as the Chinese. The Chinese are gung-ho for, because they're just basically going to take over payments from Joe and give to Kamala. I'm afraid.
I'm afraid. They say that it's all ties to the war in Ukraine. If Russia can influence the United States enough to where people go and vote for Trump and not Harris, and then the war in Ukraine won't be funded the way it is right now. And I see that. I mean, it's not like our interests align with Russia's, so they're gonna hope we can get to a place where we are more aligned. I don't want that. I don't want them screwing around in our systems. But this is really a stretch, in my opinion, what the DOJ is saying right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's Like you say, if it was a pro Harris thing or whatever, you'd never hear nothing about it.
Not a thing.
But with Trump has vowed that, you know, he probably gets a war stop if he's elected before he even takes office. And I don't really doubt that as much, because Ukraine's going to have to come with grips that they're going to have to deal with Russia as far as negotiations, because otherwise this is going to be one of those wars of attrition where Russia's going to keep going, and we're just going to keep funding an endless war, basically, until they get what they want.
Well, and the real problem, too, is that the Biden administration has never forwarded a plan. They just keep writing checks, and that's what's really anchored the American. I think if the Biden administration had come out and said, "Here's what we're going to do to stop Russia from stealing ground from one of our, you know, our friendly nations in Eastern Europe," everybody would have gone, "Yeah," but they don't do that. They don't. That's because the Biden administration has zero leadership built into it, and so they just keep writing checks, because that's what Democrats do. They just write checks. It's not our money. Let's just write another check. All right, man. Listen, I'm glad you're not on the road, but be safe on Monday when you are. All right.
Thank you, buddy.
Have a good one. Take care. Before I get to the break, let me read you. Okay, Russia. So the influencers that were allegedly paid $10 million, and that may have happened, to advance the narratives they were already advancing, have now responded. Benny Johnson, who I believe is one of the head guys over at Tenet Media. He says, a year ago, a media startup pitched my company to provide content as an independent contractor. Our lawyers negotiated a standard arm's length deal, which was later terminated. We are disturbed by the allegations in today's indictment, which make clear that myself and other influencers were victims in this scheme. My lawyers will handle anyone who states or suggests otherwise. Liberals want you to believe there was some form of collusion, some effort to advance a narrative that benefited Russia, when the reality is they were getting paid. They were excited because they were getting paid to do more of what they were already doing. Ruben, one of the influencers, Dave Rubin, said, I and the other commentators were the victims of this scheme. I knew absolutely nothing about this fraudulent activity, period. The DOJ has never contacted me regarding this matter, and I have no intention to comment further. Done. And then there's Tim Pool. Tim Pool tried to distance himself from it. I don't really care for the way Tim Pool did. He almost sounds like he threw Tenet Media, who's been paying him a lot of money, under the bus. He says, never did anyone other than I have full editorial control of my show, and the contents of the show are even often apolitical. We discuss things like spirituality, dating, video games. The show is produced in its entirety by our team without input from anyone external to the company. Okay. And then there was Taylor Hansen, who I think had the best responses of all. Taylor Hansen. When asked by Fox News Digital about its reaction to the allegations about RT, RT said, we certainly have a reaction. Hang on a second. Is this Taylor Hansen? This may have been RT's. Okay. Hang on a second. Let me backtrack. I read that wrong. This is not Taylor Hansen. Taylor Hansen made some other comments about how he didn't change any stories or cover anything he wasn't already going to cover. And then Fox News reached out to the Russian organization itself and asked if they have a reaction. I will admit, this is funny. RT said, we certainly have a reaction. Actually, we have several, but we couldn't decide on one. We even thought about running an office poll. So here's what we came up with. Here's their various responses. The first one is, 2016 called and wants its cliches back. The other one was, three things in life are certain: death, taxes, and Russian interference in U.S. elections. The next one is, we got to earn our Kremlin paycheck somehow. God. And the last one was, somewhere Secretary Clinton is sad that it's not because of her. Oh, my gosh. Here's the bottom line, you guys. First of all, I am not mocking the idea that foreign governments try to influence our society, and we have to be guarded on that. We do. And these guys who took money from RT, I don't know if they did their due diligence. I hope they did. But what I do know and what I understand is the DOJ has not listed anything substantive or specific. They're not saying, you know, Tim Pool said on so-and-so date, or Benny Johnson said on so-and-so date. or that Tenet Media changed its messaging on so-and-so date. They're not saying that. What the DOJ is just trying to do is build its own narrative. That's the problem. The DOJ is accusing a narrative of being divisive to U.S. society to benefit Russia. Except that so far all they said is it included things about immigration and the economy and the war in Ukraine, which we were all talking about anyway. Now, if they want to show us which video was objectionable, we can talk. If I were an attorney going to court right now on behalf of Tenet Media, I would demand to know with specifics what the allegations are allegedly tied to. And if they could not show me some substantive evidence of proximate causation, I would say dismiss this case now. If you're not going to say that my clients did something criminally active, then you need to immediately recognize that they are private citizens and you are defaming their interests. The DOJ is stepping in it right now. And Katie Pavlich is right. We're jaded on their narrative. We don't have any reason to feel trustworthy, that they are trustworthy. And this is just another sad attempt to bring back a narrative that didn't work before. And could we please, at the very least, find out whether or not China and Russia has been trying to bring... Oh, that's right. China paid for the Penn Biden Center. They did they? Yes, they did. Or that Iran is somehow trying to shape the narrative to advance Islam and foment riots with, you know, pro-Palestinian message. Oh, wait, they are doing that. Yes, they did. When are we going to indict Chinese or Iranian interests? Are we ever? Because they're doing it now. You got Iranian interests that are literally paying for rioters on college campuses. Now, you've got any number of times that China has been doing things with a malign interest to the U.S., and nothing ever gets said about it. But Russia, Russia, Russia. Oh, wait. They were saying things. Wait, Russia paid. Who did they pay? Tenet Media. Isn't that conservative group? Oh, wait a minute. Okay, indictments right before the election. All right, we're taking the last break of the day here on the Fri-Yay. I'll come back and get some of your text messages. You can text it in or call it in, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. I want to know, do you believe this narrative, or are you kind of jaded on it too? Tell me. Bill Williams, we'll be right back.